Good day, everyone. Good day. It is Thursday, February 8, 2018. I'm Dave Guerra, and this is the Walking Leader 365. Folks, never, ever find yourself in a situation that you could be abusing your status as a leader. Never do that. Never abuse your status as a leader. Because that's not a leader. That's a bad manager, and even that's not even a bad manager. That's just one terrible individual. Never abuse your status as a leader. Never put yourself in a situation or a position where those that follow you feel like they owe you something. You are a leader. You are a leader. You're there to lead them. You're there to guide them. You're there to make them better. And guess what? You are also there to make them leaders. So never put yourself in a situation, never find yourself in a situation where those that follow you will feel like they owe you something. Can't stress that enough. Never put yourself in that situation. See, that's why being a leader is a lonely position. That's why leaders, it says, that's why they say leadership, it's lonely at the top. Because gone are the days of the all-night partying, going out for after-work drinks with the gang. Gone are the days of hanging out with your work buddies after work. They're gone. You can't do that. Especially if you're leading them. Especially if you've been promoted from within. Especially if everybody recognizes you as a leader. It's lonely. It is. It's terrible. It hurts sometimes. But that's the price you pay for being a leader. You have to be in a situation that is above all of that. You have to see yourself as, I just can't do that anymore. Yes, you can go to lunch together occasionally. Yes, you can go out for the once a quarter or two times a year after work drink with the entire department, the entire group, whoever you work with or whoever works for you. But it has to be everybody. Everybody has to be invited. You just cannot take your buddies. You take your buddies, immediately you're tagged as playing favorites. It's immediate. It's goes without saying anything else. You are immediately tagged as playing favorites. Oh, well, she only goes out with her pals. Or he's only out there with his buddies. Nobody else from the department's invited. Wrong answer. You have to make certain that everyone fully knows and understands that you are inviting them. Otherwise, don't do it at all. See, there's going to be plenty of moments that as a leader, you think, oh, well, I could just let it slide for a little bit, or I can turn the other way for a few seconds, and, oh, I'll just invite my buddies, or I'll just happen to show up. Well, there's a problem with that. There is one problem with that, and I'm going to tell you what that problem is. Someone is always watching. Someone is always looking, and most of all, someone is always remembering what you do, good or bad. Someone's going to remember that. And that's all you need is to be tagged playing favorites. All you need is to be tagged, well, he's only parties with these people from the department, his friends or her friends, and not everybody else. And the moment you start playing that game is the moment you've lost it, because all it takes is one person not to see you as a leader anymore, and it's done. So folks, never put yourself in a situation or in a position that those that follow you will feel like you owe them something, or that you've let them down, or you've disconnected from the entire group. You are a leader of many. Many. Whether they're in your department or not, there's going to be people that see you as a leader. Don't let them down. Most of all, don't let yourself down. I will talk to you tomorrow.